this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie stars Nicolas Cage in Knowing. And he's a teacher, and he and his son open a time capsule with secret codes that may reveal the future of the world, which means the fate of the world might be in their hands.
The next number on the chain predicts that tomorrow, 81 people are going to die in some kind of tragedy.
Get off the train.
Why? What's wrong?
Just take the baby and get off the train.
Estimates put the presumed dead at 81.
The prediction came true. It's not coincidence.
So, Knowing. Well, there are a few things I do know. You know, Nicolas Cage has not had the best record for the greatest movies lately. There was The Weatherman, Ghost Rider, and my least favorite of all, Wicker Man. Boy, was that a bad movie. And Cage, not his real last name. He changed it from Coppola to Cage, and he got that name for the Marvel comic hero Luke Cage, and he was married to Lisa Marie Presley for a while. And what does any of that have to do with this movie? Well, absolutely nothing at all, because what I do not know is actually anything about this movie, because they would not show us this movie. Don't know if they didn't want us to say anything bad about it, or if they think it will be so good they don't want us to have to say anything at all. But what I do know for sure is you don't know what you don't know, and sometimes it's better not knowing. Now onto a movie this week called I Love You Man, starring Paul Rudd. He gets engaged and realizes he does not have any guy friends that he can ask to be his best man, so he decides to find some guy buddies and ends up finding his guy BFF, who might end up wrecking his engagement.
So what do? How do I meet friends?
If you see a cool-looking guy, strike up a conversation and ask him on a man date, okay? You know what I mean?
No.
Casual lunch or after-work drinks. You're not taking these boys to see The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, God, I love that movie. No, I won't.
The genre of this movie is what I like to call March genre. It's those movies that come out in March, you know, right after the Academy Awards and before all the good movies come out in April. Well, this one is rated R for the typical raunchy humor and the lively language, I guess you could say. And there are some funny moments, and those are mostly Paul Rudd, who's a clueless goofball with no boyfriend skills. But those moments are only about 10 minutes of the whole movie, which leaves an hour and a half of pretty boring, kind of predictable, and even a little bit of irritating stuff. Oh, but there is something good. They're really, really cute dog in this movie, although they do use the dog for poop humor. Oh well. And you know, I just really want to see a good movie, even if it is in March, but it just didn't happen with this movie. So our Movie Night Traffic Light, I Love You Man, is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.